This is Jerry Blumberg. Cutthroat or cutting edge? For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. So never be ashamed to tell others about our Lord. 2 Timothy 1, 7-8. Have you ever felt just blah? As the day wore on with relentless television reports of the murder of two young people doing their job, a TV reporter and a photojournalist, by a jealous, vicious, ruthless, evil man, I can't even call him a colleague, it made my heart sick and sad. In a cutthroat business to get to the top, anger and bitterness ruled the day. Making it worse, it was filmed and broadcast over social media. Many reasons are being bandied about to determine the motives of this man, and mental illness may play a part. But that in no way condones the actions or gives license for more of this kind of behavior. Family and friends are hurt and grieving, asking why. Our nation continues to see acts of violence so often that everything begins to run together. We become numb and apathetic. It's so much easier to poke our head in the sand and ignore it. However, we don't have that luxury as believers in Christ. We need to be on the cutting edge in our spheres of influence. The battle has been drawn by Satan, and we see his inroads every day. We must be at the forefront, ready to enter the fray with courage, assurance, and hope. Remember, the shepherd David won the challenge against a giant with 5 smooth stones. He had been practicing his aim out in the fields for years as he tended sheep. He didn't need or want the king's armor because he was confident in his weapon and wasn't afraid. His resume included killing a bear and a lion. How much harder could this be? We, too, need to be prepared and assured because we have all the power of heaven and earth behind us. Put on the armor of God every day. You will need it. Know the enemy and don't be charmed by an angel of light. Engage and speak up for righteousness in an era of moral decay. Take heart. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Satan will never win. The resurrection took care of that. This is Jerry Blumberg, taking it one step at a time.